The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual host, guest, Random Reptoid, or Chupacabra may not necessarily reflect those of AM 950 Radio, its affiliates, or its sponsors. Now, it's time to step into the unknown. There are things people experience but never talk about. A shadow moving in the corner, flickering of the lights, a disembodied voice. We invite you to talk with us, share your story, share your experience, because this isn't just your story, this is our story. This is Ghost Box Radio with Greg Bakken.
And this is Ghost Box Radio on AM 950, where every night we talk about the paranormal, ufology, Bigfoot, and so much more. My name is Greg Bakken, and thank you so very much for joining me tonight. I hope everyone's having a fantastic Wednesday. Over here in the Twin Cities, we've been hit with a couple storms, some severe weather that's come our way. Currently, it doesn't look like there's a whole lot going on. There is a severe thunderstorm watch that's going on till midnight tonight, and then there was a special weather statement for the area as well that has come out, storms that are cropping up in different areas. So if you're in our listening area, please make sure that you are taking caution, that you know where the storms are at, and make sure that you have some sort of weather alert, because it could get to be a crazy night. Or, you know, as these things go, could be absolutely nothing. Who knows? Just to know, just a follow-up from yesterday's program, a very important programming note, I did not get the 100 grand chocolate bar. I ended up with a crunch bar, and it was very good. I'm not a big 100 grand fan. I didn't even know they still existed. So just know that the plight of eating everything in sight is still going on. And that's just something that I'm just going to, I guess, have to live with for a little while longer until I get used to this rhythm of doing a show every night, because that's really where it comes down to. I leave here and I am hungry. So that's just what it is. Whatever. You know, maybe I can ask somebody if they could read my future to let me know if I'm going to be hungry, consistently hungry for the rest of my life. We're doing one question readings tonight. This is going to be something that I'm going to be doing every other week on the program. We have them on Wednesday nights. We're probably going to move them to Thursday nights when Adam is here and he can take phone calls as well. And how it works is you send us a note, you send us a comment, a question in the comments about, you know, love life, money, jobs. Ask the question, and we have with us Char Savoy tonight, who is from Charvinity Metamorphosis Connections, a very talented psychic medium. She's going to read the card. She's going to tell you what she sees with those questions you have. So put the questions into the comments, because we're going to do that. But also know, please do not put through questions about politics, no questions about medical. Char is not a doctor. I don't believe she's a doctor. I mean, she's many things, but I don't think that she's a doctor. And we're just going to be able to have a good night of people with their questions. So start filling up the chat with your questions. And if, you know, we don't get any, then Char and I are just going to talk for an hour, and that's just how it works. And I always love it. Char, welcome to Ghost Box Radio.
Hi, thanks for having me. I am a Doctor of Chaos, by the way.
Doctor of Chaos. Is that the same as a chaos magician over at the Palmer House during the Dead Files?
No. No, just a Doctor of Chaos and shenanigans. And that's me.
It's shenanigans, a PhD in shenanigans.
Yeah.
At least you're not part of Big Bird Studios.
So, no. Oh, my goodness.
As before we get in to anything here, and I'm going to let people put questions into the comments, and folks, please put your questions in the comments. Char is good, but she's not good enough to be able to read the comments without, you know, them in the comments. what is going, could you talk a little bit about both Charvinity and Metamorphosis connections, please?
Yeah. Okay. So let's start with Charvinity. That is me. That's my own brand, Charvinity. So that is me. I'm a psychic medium. I am an energy healer, an empath mentor. I teach lots of different metaphysical classes. I teach a lot about the empaths, do all kinds of different things to their cell products. So it's just me in a nutshell, what I do, all of me, basically. And then Metamorphosis Connections is an online holistic directory for metaphysical practitioners to list their business, and I help promote them. And it's, we have people not just in Minnesota, but outside of Minnesota as well. So I own both of those, and I run both of those, and I love it.
I've been watching your career for a while now, and it's been very, very, it's been a lot of fun to see what you're doing and seeing the new opportunities that you're taking on and seeing the work and a little bit of your vision. And it's been fantastic. And I really hope that folks, please, even just to see what it's about, please go to charvinity.com. Please go to metamorphosisconnections.com. What's cool about Metamorphosis Connections is if there's a certain type of practitioner you're looking for of any modality, go there. It's a fantastic resource, and you're able to kind of look and see what people can do, and they put out a lot of their own information, their own videos, their own whatever, so that you can get a good idea of what they can do.
Yeah, and there's such, like you said, there's such a wide variety on there. I love it. I've always been one of those people that people are like, hey, do you do this? I'm like, no, but I know somebody. So it made right. perfect sense to walk into that role of taking on the Metamorphosis Connections. And so I really love it. Sign up for the newsletter. We send out lots of different information all the time. We do Thursday night lives. So Thursday nights at 7 p.m. And Greg has graciously allowed us to stream on his page as well. So yeah. You can find us there or on the Charvinity page or on the Metamorphosis page. So yeah, we try to bring you as much information as we can. And I really love supporting other people.
And maybe this isn't the right way of saying it, but it's something that strikes in my mind is that the people who are on the Metamorphosis Connections, they pay to be a part of it. They're and I think that's important because yeah. it's not, you know, it's not me putting myself in there. Like I've done a tarot card once. You know, it's like there mm-hmm. there is something there that really, you know, these are very invested and very professional and very well thought after people.
Absolutely. There's so much to learn from them. They've been in the business for 20, 30 years. These are like the forefront people that are on here. And these are the ones you want to go to, the ones that you want to ask the questions. You know, they know, they've been doing it for so long. And I learned so much just by having conversations with them. Like, yeah. you know, like, hey, can I help you fix this? Yes, tell me about what you're doing, you know. And so I learn a lot from them just in a general conversation. So definitely check them out. I think there's just, like I said, there's something for everybody over there. And I honestly, biased or not, I think I have some of the best practitioners out there on there, and I think they deserve so much accolades for what they do.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Absolutely. And I'm going through the comments right now. I see that someone says that they got an echo coming through. And if anyone else is getting that, let me know, please. I have a feeling that that's only through StreamYard, which I do apologize for if everyone's getting that, but we're not hearing anything like that right now.
No.
So I'm not quite sure what that is, definitely, you know, maybe that will help. Let's see if that helps at all. Try speaking a little bit more, because I think, and you're like, well, what's the question? The question is, let's just see if you're still echoing.
Okay, how about this? Can anybody hear me okay? Is it echoing?
I have a feeling, yeah, they say here from Char's side. So it's Char's fault is how that works. No, it's actually Angel's.
It is. It's my voice coming from above. It's the divine connection.
It is. And it's also me trying to figure out the equipment for the first time, having an in-studio guest, which is great on its own. So that makes things a lot better. I mean, it's always one thing or another.
I know.
You know, it's just, you just don't plug it into somewhere and you start talking. You got all these buttons and and these levers and stuff. And then there's the one on here that says self-destruct. And they tell me not to press it, but some days I'm thinking I want to. But, you know, whatever. Wow. Folks, we're doing one question readings tonight. So why don't we do this? I see that questions are coming into the chat. Keep them coming. What we're going to do is I think we're going to take our very first break. When we come back, we're going to start getting into some of those questions and anything else you want to talk about. You're listening to Ghost Box Radio on AM 950. And it's time to talk about the question of the week. We put it out there earlier this week for anyone who would like to take part and answer the question. Just your opinion. It's not factual. Trust me on that. Question of the week is, do you believe aliens are actively working with the United States government? You know, it doesn't matter what you think, because every question or every answer, I should say, is right. I don't think there's any real way to prove it one way or the other. But what do you think? Do you think aliens are actively working with the United States government? If you want to answer, send me an email at comment at ghostboxradio.com. That's comment@ghostboxradio.com. You can leave it in the comments of the chat for the Facebook lives that we're doing right now for this, however you would like to do it. But I'd love to know your opinion and what you think. We are doing one question readings right now with Char Savoy, a very talented psychic medium, part of Charvinity, owner of Charvinity, and also the Metamorphosis Connections. And we're going to get to people's questions right now. Thank you for waiting on that. Let me get back to where we were. I'm trying to take these in order as best as I can, and things kind of jump around a little bit. So if I do miss you, please do not take that personally. The first question is from Nicole, and her question is, will my finances improve soon? Am I on the right track, or do I need to change direction, Char?
Oh, okay. Let me shuffle these up really quick here. All right. Finances. That's always a good question. I think everybody's kind of on track with that one lately.
Amen to that, yeah.
So I have like a yes and a no answer to this one. This is kind of interesting. So as far as are your finances going to improve? Yes. However, there is a change, but you have to decide what that change is, and it's outside your comfort zone. So I don't know if you need to step into doing something slightly different or pushing yourself just a little bit farther, but it's about you going out there and moving past that little barrier that you have, and that'll help pick things up. So yes, there are changes, but you need to decide what direction that is. But I feel like you're on the right path. It just has to tweak it a little bit.
And hopefully that helps.
Yes.
Moving on. You ready for the next one?
Yeah.
You're like, bring it on. All right. My God. Sorry. Christine would like to know. Her question is, what I want to know, please, is what's going to happen with my finances?
I was like, where's the rest of it?
No, she fills it in a little bit. Like, that was my first thing. Just like, no, let's really test you. What's going to happen just in general?
I'm like, my first response is Greg will probably get a snack tonight. That's what's going to happen.
$100,000 bar or something like that.
Right. With finances, we said, right?
That's correct.
Okay. This is interesting. Usually when I do these, sometimes the same card comes up once in a while. So you got one of the same cards. I'm going to see if this is going to be a theme, because it might be a collective message for everybody. What's happening with your finances is I feel like you're trusting too much of things outside of you. I don't know if you're relying on somebody else's for finances, or somehow you're expecting somebody else to fill in the gaps for you. So somehow you need to like focus on you and what you can do and what you need to spend that money on and how you can make it work. You're allowing too much outside factors to come in and confuse that and twist that and make you think that you can't do it on your own. And it's kind of causing you some stress. So you need to kind of let go of that a little bit and trust yourself a little bit more with your finances.
Cool. Very cool. We have Char Savoy on today. She is a psychic medium, owner of Charvinity and Metamorphosis Connections. We're doing one question readings. Put your questions into the chat if you're watching this on AM 950 Radio Facebook, Ghost Box Radio with Greg Bach on Facebook, or Things Network. And put your question in there. We'll do our best to get to everybody. Moving on to Joanne. Hello, Joanne. And people are calling in. Unfortunately, I'm not taking calls tonight because it's just me. We're going to move these to Thursdays so that we can take calls. The light scared me, Char, by the way. I just haven't seen it on the show before.
It kind of caught my attention. It's like really happening? Flashing light. I'm like, what is happening over there?
I thought maybe it was the echo meter telling me that there's more echo happening in the show. I mean, I'm just doing my best, man.
It's the snackometer.
It's called the phone flasher, by the way. Did you know that?
No,
we're talking
about
stuff we don't know. This is called the phone flasher. So
it's really bright.
It was. I mean, it got my attention. Let's put it that way. Luckily, I didn't start on a swearing fit over it. All right, Joanne. It's like the angels. They want to speak to us.
I know. It's God calling directly.
Yes. God calling AM 950.
The echo has made it. Woo. Okay. Joanne.
So
sorry.
Joanne says, do you see a loving partner for me soon?
Oh. Okay. So, Joanne, what I get for you is... you need to stop pushing so hard for it. Yes, you want it, and that's good, but you're pushing past it. Like, you're almost like pushing too hard. Step back a little bit. Step back and look at what it is that you're looking for, and be specific. You know, like don't get caught up in just one particular thing. Like, fulfill the full picture. Tell the universe the whole picture of what it is that you're wanting, and step back and allow the universe to help you to have that come in. I feel like you want it so much that you're kind of almost like stunting how it's working. The universe is like, you know, it's like having a hard time fulfilling that for you. So relax a little bit, step back, and it'll come to you, but you just have to allow it to come to you.
That's cool. You know, I was thinking about it when you were giving Joanne her reading. I mean, there's probably been a number of people who have missed you doing the one question readings on Tuesday because you haven't done it in a while.
I know, I haven't. I kind of miss it. I see some familiar faces in here too, or names. But, you know, so I do kind of miss everybody. So it's just there's just been a lot going on.
Yeah, there has been. And it's in a way that makes it, I think, a little bit more special too, you know, to be able to have those moments of having the questions come in and stuff. And this isn't necessarily a request for reading, but Linda just says that Char is a trailblazer. Love that about her.
Aw, thank
That's
you,
very
Linda.
Very nice.
She's so sweet.
Yeah, she is. I mean, it is. I mean, you know, the one thing that I always pick up from watching you is always trying to figure out what's the what can we do to plus something. So it's not just the same old ideas.
Yeah.
You know, I come to like the work that we do with the same old ideas, and you're often like, well, what can we do to make it so it's not what everyone's doing?
I really do try to think outside the box. Actually, I think I kick the box to the curb.
Yeah, you don't like the box.
I don't like the box.
The box is nasty. A nasty piece of work, that box. That's probably who tried calling in was the box.
The box.
But it is something that I think is very worth talking about because, I mean, that's what it's always fun to see is seeing. It sometimes frustrates me because I'm just like, can we just have like, you know, Dave Schrader talk for, you know, 50 minutes? And you're like, well, that's not really good enough because they do that everywhere. So it's like always, what can we do to make it to make it better? And that's something that I think it's unique and it's not unique, but it's very unique, I think, in this field, to be perfectly honest.
And it's me. I'm always kind of that way. So why would I be any different?
Yeah. No, that makes perfect sense. I mean, there's so much. It's pretty incredible, though, because you have so much going on that you're always still thinking that. Because I think at some point, at least speaking for myself, as someone who also does a lot of different things, there's a certain point where you're just kind of like, I surrender. You know, I'm just tired. I mean, can we just get this out there and do this or whatever. So, I mean, I commend you with that because that is truly, really a special trait, I think.
Well, thank you.
you're very welcome. I think, too, is that that really comes through with the readings as well. And we're going to get to more readings in the next segment. But I just wanted, you know, I just kind of saw that comment from Linda, and I thought, oh, that's really nice. We have on deck for readings when we come back from our break, Julianne. We also have going through these real fast. We got a number of people coming up, so we're going to get back to them and kind of get things doing. So let's do this. Let's take another break. When we come back, we're going to do more with Char as the one question readings continue. And make sure that you put your questions into the comments section. You're listening to Ghost Box Radio on AM 950. Well, I don't think I was supposed to be back there quite
AM
yet.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. There's a misfire. It's you know, it's Char, it's you. You're the one that brings all that energy into everything. You know, this is par for the course.
I said Doctor of Chaos.
Yeah, I mean this is not an understatement. This is really, really something here. And it's like I've been doing this now for 2 weeks and we've not had an issue with any of this. And you show up and you know, it's kind of brown pants time, quite honestly, when you have dead air like that. But you know, that's just what happens on Amateur Hour and AM 950. No, it's
sometimes
it's totally
I just
fine.
Have that little emotional burst and stuff happens. I can't explain it.
No, absolutely not. I was just going to say that you know, we had up on the screen, we had the Dave Schrader event that's coming up August 18th through 20th over at the Anderson House, and Char and I are putting that together, and it's been a lot of fun to try to get this thing off the ground. Speaking for myself, it's one of the most ambitious of the events that I've done, trying to bring in Dave and everything like that as well.
Yeah, it's been really fun to plan. I'm excited. A month away. It will be there, so I'm super excited. It seemed like it was so far away. Now it's like right around the corner, but we have a lot planned, a lot of activities, a lot of fun, really cool things to do. Of course, Dave. I mean, so many. It's going to be a packed weekend, and I'm just really, really excited for everybody that's coming.
And all that stuff I said the last segment of Char trying to plus stuff, that's what she was doing for this event. And so if, you know, it's not going to be the same old, same old. It's going to be pretty special, and Dave has not investigated this location before.
No.
And as I've been saying all week, that the hotel itself is sold out to stay there, but we still have tickets for the event. You can still investigate with Dave and take part in everything going on, but we will have lists of where you could get accommodations.
Yeah, and it, cool enough, I've actually found some really nice Airbnbs if you had a group coming, you guys could like really save some money on lodging at a really close location nearby. And even if you're not at the hotel, you're welcome to be there for all the activities and to hang out with everybody. So I think it's worth it. Wabasha's in a great, great city. It's so, oh my God, I love Wabasha. It's so cool. So I think it's worth coming. Come hang out with us. Come hang out with Dave. You're not going to regret it.
And when we say we have tickets left, there are not that many left, actually.
There is not that many left. So if you have a group that you've been thinking about going, now is the time to get those tickets.
Absolutely. And you can get the tickets over at charvinity.com, and you'll find the events tab on the page, the newly redesigned charvinity.com page. And go there. The event will be there. You can get tickets that way. It's going to be a great time. We're really looking forward to it.
Yes.
So we're doing one question readings with Char Savoy. Char is the owner of Charvinity as well as Metamorphosis Connections. We've been getting people to put their questions into the chat, and I appreciate it. And even somebody in the chat has fessed up to calling us. So
who was it?
It was Dee.
Oh.
And Dee, thank you. We're gonna, I would take phone calls, but I don't know how to. Plus, I can't screen them from here. But once we get Adam in, we're going to be doing it. Let's move on to in the order that we received them.
Perfect.
Julie asks, and there's a theme here tonight, and there's nothing wrong with that, folks, but there is a theme. And, you know, it makes you wonder about the state of play here in our society and what just mm-hmm. in the universe, I guess. And as I'm wondering about romance and income coming.
Well, let me just say one thing, and by all means, I am not all in. I'm not a professional in this astrology, but we are headed into Venus retrograde here, mm-hmm. and Venus rules over money and romance. So if things are kind of wonky, upside down, that could be why. Also, it's in the sign of Leo, and so Leo's the pretty one. So this is not the time to make any rash decisions, buying any spur-of-the-moment things, anything like that. So be mindful about money and romance issues right now. Know that things might not be where they should be, or that things might look really pretty, and then you're like, oh my goodness, what am I doing here? So just let some of it kind of roll with the punches for a little bit. And there's a lot of other stuff going on, too, that adds on to it.
Absolutely. And you say that you're not a professional in it, but you do pretty well in it.
I do pretty well, but to be honest, I follow Maria Shaw, and she is the one to go to. So if you really want to hear more about it in great detail, I would follow Maria Shaw.
And we'll have Maria Shaw on the show, I think, August 7th.
Yeah.
And you and her. And then we're going to all do that event that following weekend. Well, it's going to be part of Maria's event.
Right.
And you've graciously allowed me to speak with you on that Saturday. So we'll talk more about that as we get to that. But what about Miss Julie?
All right, Miss Julie, what do we got going on for you? Ooh. Okay. So I do feel like things have been a little tough. But there's some things that aren't what they seem either. So I don't know if maybe you're putting on a brave face or you're trying to be something, you know, to kind of like soothe something over, or somebody's not exactly who they are in this category. So somewhere you need to kind of search and dig through there a little bit and get to the core of things and what really is going on and make sure people are on the up and up with you. And then for some reason, I just feel like maybe now isn't the time to invest in other people. So it's kind of more bringing that focus back to you and making sure that you're speaking your truth and the people around you are being very truthful about this too, because it's kind of putting you in a bad spot is what I get.
I feel like that can apply to a lot of people too at
absolutely.
This time.
Yeah. Absolutely. There's a whole lot going on right now in the universe.
Absolutely. We are doing one question readings with Char Savoy. If you have a question, please put it in the comments of the Facebook Live you're watching. We will get to phone calls eventually. It won't be this episode, unfortunately, but we will get to them. And we move on to Linda Judd, who asked the question, I'm wondering how my desire to help in the paranormal field will unfold.
How your desire will unfold. That's an interesting question, Linda. Yeah. It is.
But would you expect any less from Linda?
No, Linda always makes me think, which I love that about Linda.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. First of all, don't water yourself down. Do what feels right to you and don't water yourself down when it comes to the paranormal. You have some gifts in there, so don't try to be like anybody else. Do yourself. But then let things unfold naturally. They're going to kind of just show themselves. So just kind of let them unfold for you. And don't hold yourself back either. So sometimes if something feels like you need to say something or do something, say it and just flow with it. Just let it all flow. Because I feel like once you kind of let that flow go, it's just going to kind of all fall into place for you. But it's going to take a little bit because you kind of have to be able to get into the rhythm.
That's cool. And Linda, I'd love to know, you know, as time goes on, if that works for you, if that was helpful. Now we should have time for one more before we go back to break.
Bring it on.
Miss Amanda, who I have not seen in a long time.
I know. Hi, Amanda.
Would Char be able to give me a general reading, please?
Sure. What have we got going on for Amanda? All right. Amanda, this is the time for you to kind of do some introspective work, kind of really work on yourself, kind of like this is your quiet phase. This is when you have to focus on you and really kind of take care of you, the self-care, the self-love, kind of really bringing yourself back to you. I feel like there's a voice inside you that's trying to tell you, trying to give you some direction, but you're kind of too focused on all these other things outside of you. So come back to yourself, kind of do some of those quiet moments, just maybe some journaling or something like that, where you can really kind of get that inner vision, that inner voice to talk a little bit more to you and reassure you more.
That's really cool. I would also like to know if Amanda wants to share down the line if that works, because I used to do a Sunday night show called Ghost Box Live, which is a very different beast to what this is, and a lot of these friends have been on during that, and since I haven't done it in a few months, I haven't seen them in a while, so it's been really cool to see people. Do you have time for one more?
I do.
Because we had about 3 minutes.
Yeah, let's go.
Dee, who tried calling in.
Okay.
No shame, just, you know, I wish I could have answered it, but the light was big. She'd like to know about her health, just had back surgery, and she can't walk well.
Okay, just so you know, I don't like to give out too much medical advice because I'm not a doctor, and always go to see your doctor if you have issues.
Yep.
However, what I'm seeing is I think you need to go back and have them look at something. Something's been overlooked. You need to kind of go back and have them check something. And somehow I'm getting like your sciatic or some nerve going down your leg. So go back and have them double check something. I think it's just something is just like tight and out of place. Like it's just needs some work.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, obviously, Dee, we wish you the very best. And once again, as per Char, you know, Char's, she knows a lot. You know a lot about medical stuff. I mean, but that doesn't mean that you're dying. You're just reading what's coming to you.
Yeah. I worked in the medical field, so I have a little bit of knowledge about the medical part of it and how the body works, but I'm not a doctor. I'm not a nurse, so I don't give out medical advice. But I just, in my body, I feel like that's what's happening.
Got it. Absolutely. So did you actually feel it in your body?
I did.
Wow.
Like my leg went numb.
Okay. This will be very interesting. Obviously, Dee, hope that, you know, nothing but quick recovery and good health for you. Why don't we do this, folks? Like we said, we're doing one question readings with Char Savoy, and we're going to take a break. When we come back, fill up the comments. You can we have time for more. Those we haven't got to yet, we're going to get to, but we just want to make sure everyone has a chance, and we want to be able to do those one question readings. You're listening to Ghost Box Radio on AM 950. Join me tomorrow on Ghost Box Radio with Greg Bakken. We're going to have on author Anna Maria Manolo as we're going to talk about her new book, The Night Visitants, A Ufologist, An Explorer, and the Undefinable. And I'm really looking forward to this conversation. And I've wanted to have Anna on for a long, long time. And she has a lot of other books coming up. So I think we're going to have a great conversation. Definitely make sure that you take part in it. As you could tell, it's about alien abduction. And it's a firsthand account that she has taken down. And like I said, it's really going to be a great conversation. So please make sure you join us for that tomorrow. We are doing one question readings with Char Savoy. And Char, Dee had written also, apart from her question, she said, "Sadly, I did not win the Powerball tonight." Well, you know what? That makes three of us.
Right.
I mean, I think it's fair for me to say that you probably did not win the power.
No.
I mean, I you have to play to win also is how I understand it.
I won the jackpot of listeners, though.
Yes. Yes. Yes, you have. That's amazing. But I won all of you.
I know.
You're amazing. And they are amazing. Now, I have a question from Elizabeth, and we still have time for people to send through their questions as we wrap up the show. We're going to be wrapping up at about 8 minutes or so. So if you have any more questions, send them through. Now, I don't know if this, what I didn't say when I said about all these one question readings, it's been a while since I've done one of these. I don't know what you feel about mediumship questions.
Ooh, I can give it a shot. I have never tried it this way, so don't know.
So Elizabeth says, hi, can you tell me?
Liz. I know Liz.
You know her? Okay. Mm-hmm. Is this going to be a legit question? Is she giving you a ride?
So
the question is, can you tell me who turned on the TV in my office and why? Is there something I'm supposed to understand by that action? Thank you.
Liz, the first thing I got is your brother and what was on the TV.
So you're asking her what was on the TV. Yeah. I got it.
So I got your brother, but it's relevant to what was on the TV when it was turned on.
Interesting. I'd be, Liz, if you're still listening, because I don't know how long ago you put that in, I would be very interested in knowing too. I just, some of these comments, because it's been so long now, some of them are out of context. So like Joanne is just like, got to blame someone. And it's like, I'm assuming that's directed at me, because that's generally how I operate anyway, you know, with all the
it might have been the Venus retrograde thing, maybe.
It could very well be just going through some of the stuff here while I look for another question. Nicole had asked if you find it easy to read for yourself.
No. No, not really. It's kind of hard. It's like, I think I'm just too in my head about my own stuff, so it's really hard. But I have some really amazing spirits around me that seem to help out with that quite a bit.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard that through many of the mediums. Like, I've never really heard of any medium that can be like, I can read for myself.
No, I mean, little nuggets of information will come in once in a while, but it just, like, even if I do my own cards, I'm like, what? Like, that's not what I asked. You know what I'm like?
Right.
So it's not real easy, but like I said, I've got those little people on my side that help me out a lot, which you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. I don't know. It has to be really interesting to, I mean, do you even try to read for yourself?
No, I don't. I just gave up because it's frustrating and it's hard. And I feel like when you're so emotionally attached to somebody, like in a mediumship wise, like if I'm trying to reach my grandma or something, I think about what I would like to hear. And then I'm not really sure if I'm just thinking what I want to hear or I'm actually hearing it. So I just don't do it because then I just feel like I'm just driving myself crazy with it.
Well, and Linda says that she's heard that mediums have a hard time reading other members of their family because being too familiar with their lives.
Yeah. Yep. Nope. That's totally. Or if I have like a really, really good friend that has told me everything about every person that has died with them, I'm like, can I suggest somebody else just because I know so mm-hmm. much? That I go into readings not knowing anything. I don't want to know a thing.
Yeah. And like, I've never gotten a direct, like a direct reading from you, like a full reading from you.
Yeah.
And it's been for that reason.
Yeah.
That like, you know, that's just how it goes. And yet I hear everybody who gets readings from you like, oh, it's amazing and stuff. And I'm like, well, okay. You know, I'm sure.
Well, I've given you some readings, but not like a sit down, let's do this kind of thing.
Giving me scraps of information.
I know.
The one reading you gave me is go ziplining with us in Vegas. And so I did.
Hey, you liked it.
I loved it. It was fantastic.
Ta-da.
Stacy, and this might be a mediumship as well, she'd like to know what signs she would be looking for from her dog. She misses him very much.
First thing I heard was a collar. Do you ever hear jingling? Like, you know, when they scratch their collar and it makes noise.
Yeah.
So you might hear that. Also, sighs. Like, you know, when they lay down and they kind of like do mm-hmm. that little let out the sigh. I hear those two things. So possibly some of those. But I also feel like sometimes it's happening when you're sitting there watching TV, so you're not hearing it all the time.
It's the worst. I mean, losing family members is the worst, but losing a pet And yeah. I mean, Stacy, my heart just goes out for you because it just, I get it. I get it about wanting to get any sort of nugget from these little furry friends of ours.
Yeah.
You know, so I totally get it. Breaking news from the one question you asked. Liz says that the TV was static. For those who've been listening, that one of the questions was about TV, and Char had asked the question, what was on the TV? You thought it was her brother.
Yeah.
And then the TV is static. TVs do that anymore?
I don't know. That's interesting because I'm like, well, I've never seen just static for a long time. Actually, Liz, let's talk about this on Tuesday because I think it's a little personal that I don't want to like broadcast it. Yeah. So when I see you Tuesday, I will tell you more. Remind me.
You know what I get annoyed with? And I've heard this. I'm working at other people's tables, like at a psychic fair or something. And someone sits down and talks to the psychic, and their first question is, do you know when I'm going to die?
Oh, my God. Don't ever ask me that.
Right? It's just I think it's a dumb question.
Why would you want to know?
And what? Yeah, are you planning for it?
What?
You're just like getting, you know, and this is why I'm not a medium, because I'm a bit of a smart aleck. I'd be like, well, what day is it? You know, I mean, just like... Because it's so ridiculous.
Yeah, don't ask that question.
No, I mean, it's just, and what if someone says it, like if a medium gives a date or a year or something, are you gonna listen truly?
I've seen people do it, and people I'm supposed to die this year. A medium told me, and I'm like, what? Like, stop it. Like, go live your life. Don't have that hanging over your head.
Right. That's always the thing. It's like, Do people want to know that sort of thing, really?
I don't want to know.
And you got to even wonder if the people who ask it truly want to know. I mean, I just don't get it.
I would never. I don't want to know that. I just don't want to know that.
Right. And I do want to just quickly note, too, there's been a couple people in the chat who said that they had stepped away and wondered if the question that they asked put in there had been answered. All the questions have been answered, so I recommend re-listening to the live, or take a listen to the podcast, because that's all going to be there as well. And it's very important. You know, it's good information in there. Take a listen, and those questions will be answered in there. So, I mean, it's great. And, you know, we're running out of time here, but Char, thank you as always for this. I hope you had a good time tonight.
I did. Thank you. It's always great to be here.
It goes by quickly, doesn't it?
It does.
We're just trying to get through stuff, and next thing you know, it's time to go. And, you know, it's a lot of fun, and I really appreciate you coming in tonight, because it's been lonely in this building for for a while now, so... It's been a lot of fun. Char,
well,
you can find out more about Char at charvinity.com and metamorphosisconnections.com. Char, thank you very much for joining me tonight.
Thank you very much.
And you can catch me tomorrow as we talk to author Anna Maria Montalo, as we talk about the night visitants. I hope you join us then. Have a good night, everybody.